Do complex legal issues hold you back? Let's get energized and bring clarity to your top legal questions. This is Law Talk with the Flock by Guzman Law Firm.
Hello, I'm your host, Gina Guzman, a CEO, lawyer, author, and woman business owner here to help navigate you through the law, your business, and life as a leader. For today's episode, I wanted to reflect on the fact that we are going to be celebrating our 15th anniversary at the Guzman Law Firm this May. And looking back over the last 15 years, there are a lot of lessons that I have learned along the way. And I wanted to share a few of them with you today, and we might be talking about some more of these in other episodes coming up. But when I take myself back to May of 2009, and I think about where we started on day one, it was literally just me starting out the firm, and I had hired an assistant who was my personal trainer to be my assistant and help me start to build the firm and recruit the team that I needed to run and operate the Guzman Law Firm. And we started in a little tiny suite in a bank building. And within that first month, I had taken a look at other real estate that I wanted to grow the firm in. And I actually purchased a historic building in downtown Sioux City, Iowa. And part of why I did that was I wanted to make sure that I made it clear to the community that I was not going to just be a solo practitioner in some building that was anonymous to the community, but rather I'd be investing in our community and really putting a stake in the ground, so to speak, flying the Guzman flag, and that I would be building something for a team and it would have a presence and it would be an organization for people to have as part of the community. So buying the building that needed to get renovated, I also had to get started with an architect and those plans to renovate the building. We put up a big banner on the side of the building and said coming soon. And we actually had a party called Launch the Lurch, because the building was named the Lurch Building after the man, William Lurch, that originally built the building. And we had it in the unrehabilitated space, the party there with the team that had started to grow, and invited a lot of some key clients and some stakeholders and close friends to kick that party off. Well, fast forward many moves along the way and now having several additional locations. One of the things I think I didn't anticipate as I started the firm that I now know is space and dealing with space. Then where are you going to house your team, and how are you going to run and operate, and where are you going to run and operate your business? And I've done 5 architecture projects in the life of the Guzman Law Firm. And I think being a CEO of a company and working with architects, which I actually love to work with, and I enjoy those projects, but probably not something that I had anticipated originally when we were setting out to grow this business. And then now to combine that, we have additional considerations to think about, and the fact that we also work remotely. We work from our phones. We travel around a lot, and all those technological issues that you have to deal with. So dealing with space, figuring out where you're going to run your business, those are issues, and who's going to sit where and how are you going to put this all together? The logistics of it, I think, are something that a lot of times gets overlooked in a business plan and as you're thinking about your leadership of your business. Next, I'm going to talk about leadership. So I think my leadership journey has been a winding, curvy one as I think back to some of the different issues I've had to face as a CEO and business owner, and constantly working on growing yourself as a business leader. And just because, you know, your name might be on the door, you're at the top, doesn't mean that you've made it or you've arrived, but rather you have to continuously learn and develop and grow yourself. So I myself have had a whole host of different ways that I've done that in my professional development. I went to Harvard and their executive program last year for a couple of weeks, which was really fun and exciting. I've been involved in a CEO peer group over the years and have had a business coach through that. I've had different coaches through some books that I read. I had a book that I was a fan of, and I reached out to the author early in my career, and the author actually coached me in some of my work that I did. So constantly finding different professional organizations and different people to coach you and develop you and keep you fresh and keep you at the top of your game so that you don't become that lid on your organization. And I think a lot of times CEOs, they can get outgrown if their organization outgrows their skills. And that's something that I've tried to work hard at as far as continuing to grow myself so that I continue to level up as the firm grows along the way. Doesn't mean you don't revert back into some old habits. I think people talk about, you know, there's the founder's dilemma, and especially if you liked the organization before you scaled it, when it was smaller and a little bit more intimate. That's another big lesson, is that what worked then is not going to work now. And you're going to need different processes and procedures at different states in your organization, both as along with as the times change, right? I was watching the BlackBerry movie, and I don't use a BlackBerry anymore. I don't think anybody does. And we all use Microsoft 365 now, and now we have AI and ChatGPT and all these other tools that are coming into play. So not only do you have to evolve your own development, but different tools are going to be necessary at different stages and scaling in your organization. The same is with people. You have to constantly develop your people, and the team that you needed at one point in time in your organization is going to be different than the team that you might need today at this level of your organization. I know, again, on day one, it was me and a part-time assistant, and now today we have dozens and dozens of employees, and that is because we have grown, and we've recognized those needs that we have. As we're a larger organization with multiple locations, we need different support structures. We need different leadership structures as well. And looking at that and persevering through it, I think that those transitions, they can be emotionally challenging. And some people are going to self-select out of your organization. I know when I reflect back, those were some of my more challenging moments in my organization, but learning and growing from those. And then realizing, too, it's part of being in business. And that is all part of maturing as an organization. I think I had a coach that talked about the storming and the norming phase. I think he had a whole host of phases that organizations go through, and forming, storming, norming, and I think and performing. There we go. So those are some of the different phases. And we definitely have gone through the forming and then the storming. And we work on getting to norming and performing. And I think we might waffle between those two as the organization continues to grow and expand. Different locations. I talked a little bit about the exact where, but deciding where to open a new market and what markets to look at and why are you selecting these markets? I think initially, you know, I would say throughout my leadership journey, in some respects, we've been a little bit reactive to where the clients are pulling us. And we've done that in a whole host of respects, from what areas of law we practice. If a client is needing something, we would tend to get pulled into that direction. And maybe that's why we started this practice area group. Same with locations. I had some clients that had moved their business or expanded their businesses into Sioux Falls. And so that's really how I ended up operating in Sioux Falls. Then as the business does mature, I think you start to look more strategically at what you're doing and why you're doing it and what playing field do you really want to play on? And is that where you want to be as an organization, and being really strategic about that rather than being reactive? So starting to work more on your business, as they say, and not so much just in your business. Some of the other key milestones as I look back, diversity and inclusion, DEI has definitely been a big part of the Guzman Law Firm Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And back in 2015, we actually became a certified WBENC, Women Business Enterprise National Certification Council, certified business. And that allowed us to join NAMWLF, which is the National Association of Minority and Women-Owned Law Firms. By getting involved in those organizations, that opened up some doors and some relationships that we would not have had. And through those, got to know other like-minded businesses that also value DEI, and made a number of connections in that journey as well. And those have had a really positive impact on the Guzman Law Firm. So I have a lot of things that I think I could reflect upon and talk about as I think about Guzman and where we've been over the last 15 years. But for today, those are, I think, plenty to kind of chew on and think about as we reflect backwards, which is super exciting to do. it is a moment of pride to stop and think how far we have come. And I am also very grateful for the journey that I have been able to be on. It's not unusual for people to hear me say that I had to go create my own dream job because this one wasn't available on LinkedIn. And I do think that that is what I've been able to do. I'm very passionate about running and leading the Gooseman Law Firm and the work I get to do and help our clients, help make it worth it for them to work with the Gooseman Law Firm, help it make it worth it for our team to work at the Gooseman Law Firm and be a part of this organization. And I really appreciate all the people that have helped us get here along the way, the clients that have worked with the Gooseman Law Firm and trusted us along the way, the team members that have contributed their time and talent to the Gooseman Law Firm, and also all the various vendors and partners that we have had in this journey that we've had over the last 15 years. It's been really special. I think we have an outstanding team and we provide a great service in our communities. And I'm really proud of our organization and again, grateful for everybody that's helped make it possible. So with that, I want to wrap it up today and tell you all to go make your day worth it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us for Law Talk with the Flock by Gooseman Law Firm. We hope you feel energized and ready to soar past your goals. Become a Flock fan and subscribe to our podcast for weekly episodes. Learn more at GoosemanLaw.com.